10 to 8 for BC. Your calls, of course. Welcome 131873 as we discuss the QBCC. And I, going back, my guest is Greg Williams. Greg, going back, and I know I sent you the audio. I interviewed the then minister, probably about 10 years ago, Robert Schwarton, who was the minister and looking after this portfolio. And one of the questions I asked him on 4BC was whether he was aware of how many complaints there were and how long these complaints were taking to be answered. And he actually didn't know and almost took umbrage at the fact that I was even asking him and sort of hinted at the fact that he wasn't prepared to be accountable.
Yeah, I read the Hansard in Parliament as well, where you were attacked by Robert Schwarton.
Who, incidentally, I've got to say, is now on the board of the QBCC.
Yes, he's on the board of the QBCC, and also I think in their annual report it had that there's a budget of $25,000 for having him on the board.
Mm. Okay, I'll let you make your own assessment about that. The end game, I want to get to the end game, but before we do, Rebecca's on the line. G'day, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you? How
well,
are you?
Thank you. Did you want to make a comment about the QBCC, did you?
Yeah, no, I certainly did. Yeah. I've had the opportunity, I suppose, of building via a HIA build contract, specifications and plans. And I too, like everyone else, have suffered horrible processes with the QBCC. But I suppose I'd just like to raise, a few...
If you could do it quickly for us, Rebecca.
Yeah, no worries. Yep. The QBCC mobile application that people are uploading on their telephones doesn't disclose the builder's full licence history. It's only via the QBCC full licence history check.
Yeah.
Also, the QBCC are avoiding their home insurance warranty claims based on contractual and certification laws, which is voiding the builder's responsibility. That's a big way that they're actually getting out of it.
Right. Okay. Have you responded to the survey? Are you having difficulties with the QBCC now?
I've been dealing with the QBCC for a number of years, and I'm currently in the courts currently at the moment.
Okay.
It's been quite a horrible experience.
With the QBCC?
No, against the builder, because the QBCC voided responsibility.
Yeah.
There's also, I suppose, a huge problem. Apparently, Mickey Mouse can sign on behalf of Donald Duck as far as the certifications goes, and there's no checking. Mm. There is no checking.
How would you describe your experience with the QBCC?
Horrific, a joke. The QBCC person that turned up at my place arrived alongside my builder. they both left laughing.
Yeah, harassment, isn't it? It's bullying. Hey, Rebecca, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you. Have you responded to the survey? Have I asked you that question?
Yeah, I certainly have.
Yeah, good. Thank you. And hopefully you'll support us in this, Rebecca. But thank you very much for your call. I'm sorry that I had to cut it short, but we've just got so much to get through. Thank you so much for your time.
Bye-bye.
It's 6 to 8 for BC. Greg Williams, my guest. Greg, where to from here? What's the end game?
Well, the end game is not to merely embarrass the QBC. It's simply not enough. The survey results must result in a commission of inquiry into the QBCC that looks at the overall mismanagement of the QBCC, investigates alleged breaches of the criminal code by its officers, whether the QBCC home warranty insurance scheme is compliant, reopening of all complainant files, that'll include the people who've called this morning, to allow an independent reassessment of complaint files to determine if the process is followed by the QBCC, complied with its own act, and, of course, a review of the legislation.
Yeah, well, of course, some of the callers this morning have hinted at the fact that there have been, almost blatant breaches of what are, fairly standard procedures, I would have thought, under all of these acts.
Yeah, that's right. And disturbingly, we're not mentioning names, but there's a couple of officers at QBCC whose names come up quite often in the survey.
So where to from here? You're going to get an email from Greg, all of the respondents to this survey, and we point out again that we're now up to 41. The survey is still open. We've had a few callers this morning. Murray, I think we'll be able to put that link inside the description on the website today. So go to the website, find my show, one of the shows on the weekend, to click on Sunday. You'll find the audio from today's broadcast. And inside the description, there will be a link to that website that's going to allow you to take part of the service. I'd encourage you to do that, assuring you once again that anything you give us, any information you give us, will be treated totally confidentially, will not be passed on to the QBCC, because many people are reluctant to do this, Greg, because of the history of harassment, the history of bullying that goes on, and you know, I can understand why some people are very, very scared about this process.
Yes, but by, again, referring back to the evidence, the survey, there's been lots of reprisals from the QBCC.
Yeah, and we've heard of some this morning.
Yes.
So, hey, Greg, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you much for the work that you're doing. As I mentioned, Greg is doing all this pro bono, and we really appreciate it. It wouldn't be happening on behalf of all of the people who are hopefully going to benefit from Greg's work. Thank you very much for your time, Greg. And I'd encourage all those people who have spoken to us so far or haven't spoken to us to come forward and let us know